Let's start off with today's developments in the John Wiley Price corruption matter. Christian Campbell pleaded guilty to a bribery charge. He's a business consultant and he's a co-defendant in the case. What's the significance of the plea and what does that mean for the case against John Wiley Price?
What you see in these large public corruption cases is that as you get closer to trial, a lot of the co-defendants or people around the main target, and in this case, the main target is Commissioner John Wiley Price, they start to go in and seek deals and cut deals. Will the key co-defendants in the trial, and I see the key co-defendants being Kathy Neely, the consultant, who is sort of the money person in all this, if you believe the federal government, and then Daphne Fain, Price's loyal assistant over the years. You know, the question I have is, will those folks seek plea deals? If they do, that could be devastating for Price. If not, then I think we'll have a situation where you still have a semi-united front with the Price circle. But certainly, these folks that are have sought deals today, that's damaging to Price and his defense.
Now, this indictment news happens as Price is up for re-election next year.
That's right.
And he's facing some competition for a seat on the Dallas County Commissioner's Court. Dwayne Carraway, the former Dallas City Council member. They're two of the most prominent black politicians in Dallas. But John Wiley Price and Dwayne Carraway don't strike me as best buds.
They're not best buds at all. I mean, they really dislike each other. And this goes back a long way, back in the 90s. And, you know, it's interesting because Carraway is kind of a jovial, kind of a friendly guy. He doesn't like Price. A lot of the bitterness has come from Price over the years, sort of opposing Carraway every step of the way. He opposed him when Carraway wanted to be president of the local NAACP. And then in 2001, Price opposed Carraway's campaign for city council. Carraway was trying to replace his wife, Mallory Carraway, on the council, and Price endorsed Ed Oakley, a white candidate in a mostly black district. It created an uproar, but it was symbolic of this feud that has gone on for many, many years. So the fact that Carraway is now running against Price, Carraway has always wanted to be on the city council. He's done that. He served 8 years on the city council. The other thing he wants to do is beat John Wiley Price in an electoral contest.
But what about Price's response to his own indictment? He hasn't said much. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges.
Right.
He says he's done nothing wrong, but other than that, not much from him. But I'm wondering, with community forums and debates coming up during the primary and general election season, won't Price have to address the indictment head on at some point?
He will. And because he's running against Carraway, he won't be able to just run on his name. Carraway will draw him out, and he'll have to address the fact that he's in a fight. How big is John Wiley Price's Our Man Downtown, as he's called? How big is that base now in 2015? If this trial was in 1999, 2005, yeah, I think that it would be a sizable base when he was still, you know, the king of politics in Dallas County. Now we just don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Gromer Jeffers with the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's been great. My pleasure.